Bauer?
Yes.
Gordon Kirker?
Yes.
Musk?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep. It's 8:23 PM, we're out of executive session, we'll wait and see if anybody's out there.
I just needed you to say that.
Oh, do we need to discuss what she asked?
Yeah.
And then I'll give it to Amy tomorrow, or tonight, I'll put it on her desk.
If you wanna do that.
What does it even mean? What does she want?
She just wants us to have an agenda line item where she's allowed to ask questions.
Regarding, on the current agenda, or past agenda?
Whatever she wants to ask.
I thought that too.
If she wants to ask questions, she just corners people when they're done. It's up to you guys.
She can ask questions after the meeting, I'm not gonna give her time in the meeting.
Yeah, at the end, it's fine.
Set up a meeting, we'll come in and talk.
All right, we're back on the record, is any other business to come before council?
Diane, when do you want to ask questions, like when we get at the end before we motion to adjourn?
Well, yeah, like anytime, wait, do we have any action? That's my first question.
Not yet.
Oh, okay, well, yeah, that would be the most relevant, because like if I had questions, like after you guys talked about stuff, and then if you were going into executive session or something, and you may not have had action, or, you know, then if you were in exec, because sometimes you go into a session for a really long time, like, you know, and then rather than me, when I used to be able to text you guys and ask how the things go, then I could just ask my questions that night, and then, you know, be done.
So, you guys okay if we do it, let her ask her questions like before other business?
Well, other business sometimes have questions.
Okay, so then before we do the motion to adjourn?
Well, I think she's gonna talk about asking questions as we're going through the.
Oh, no, I wouldn't do it as you're going, I would wait till the end, I would wait till the end.
My thought is, if we do it on the agenda, and they can drag out over and on, as opposed to, you know, after the meeting, I think everyone's here, if you have questions, you can ask the questions immediately after the meeting.
Well, I've done that. But like tonight, an example, as you go into executive session right away, then I feel like I'm holding you up, which you do make me feel like I'm holding you up if I wanna come up and ask you guys questions.
Well, you wait till the executive session's over and ask.
I guess that's my thought is.
Except when you go into for like 2.5 hours, like the one time.
Wait until the executive server, or send an email.
You guys know I write for the next morning, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
An email, essentially, today's technology, an email is no different than a text message, other than it's a different button you're clicking.
But however, you guys are not always texting and looking at those at the same night, I'm not stupid, I know you guys don't look at those every night.
You can send a text, and I don't have to answer a text.
That's true too, but now that we're not texting, I have to think about what I have to do for my job as well. I'm just trying to cover myself too.
I understand that, I'm concerned on making it an agenda item.
Oh, well, I'm just saying it's on other council agendas, so I just threw it out there.
How do other councils handle this?
I'm not aware of anybody having it as an agenda item, now it may happen.
I can show it to you on the newcomers town council agenda, I have them with me, and I'm not here to tip for tat, I'm just trying to do my job, like you guys do your job, like I've done for years, and I think I've been pretty.
I'm not aware of Coshocton doing anything like that, at the mayor's conference, I've never heard it discussed.
Mayor Pat Cadle has it on his agenda, and it seems to work pretty well, and then when there's questions after, if we need to get more details, because, you know, people talk, and you can't always get good audio, I'll go up and ask you like I always have.
My only concern is if we have an agenda item, we wanna go into an executive session, it's going to delay that process too, so.
I just threw it out there, just like anything else.
So, it's up to the six council members to make a decision whether or not you want to amend our agenda or not.
Totally up to you, just thought I'd ask.
I personally feel an email's no different than a text, other than how it's recorded and it's kept for record retention. I think everybody here, with the exception of one, gets the emails on their phone. So, it's not like we can't respond, you know, Like I said, I see it as no different than a text message other than how it's retained. If it comes in an email, it's automatically retained. If it comes in a text message, it's not automatically retained. So to me, I know it's not the same as a text, but the process doesn't change. You send me a text, I don't answer your text, it's no different than not responding to an email. You send me an email and I respond to your email, it's the same as responding to a text. And it's essentially all
there. Sure, although I think people saw text quicker than email. You have to go through a different process. Just throwing it out there, since now I know I can't
We're
text anybody.
A minute, 2 minutes.
So basically, just if she has questions, just ask us when we get done.
Ask after the meeting.
Okay.
And if it's, you know, very rarely are we in an executive session for 2 hours. Right? The 6 years, 6 years I've sat on this council, I think maybe twice in total that we went for an extended period of time. Generally, we're in executive session, 10, 15 minutes, we're out. We're moving on.
Okay, is there any other business to come before council? I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Last.
There's no action.
Yes.
Wheeler.
Yep.
Bordenkircher?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes. You're adjourned.
Oh.
You said the post office.
Okay, so I guess there's no action.